Blog Talk Radio.
If I gave you my love, I tell you what I do. I could say about you, girl. I could say that I
crazy weather everywhere. Man, hopefully everybody had them a good weekend, man. Look like they had a pretty good event over there at Ennis, man, in Dallas. Like they ran to the doggone sun came up both days. Let me see here. But, yeah, other than that, man, anybody got some events going on? Coming up events that they want to talk about, press the one button. I know, I think this weekend they got HMP, they doing the radio at the park with HMP, and I think they got the H-Town Hitters class also going to be there. Let me see if I can find a flyer. Street Sweeper, you got your hand up. What's up, brother?
Oh, man, it's Street Sweeper, man. I'll just try to, you know, get in there, get on the queue, you know, real early this time. I'm kind of missed it last week, so appreciate you opening my mic, man. What's going on, girl?
Hi. How you been doing, brother?
Oh, man, just maintaining, finally getting my P's and Q's back into order, you know. I buried my brother last month, so, you know, it's kind of been rough, but, you know, hey. You know, I'm getting back to focus right now, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, let's see here. Okay, yeah, we got Saturday, Shootout Saturday. Called Shootout Saturday. Ain't no radio at the park. The Shootout Saturday, they got a small time, no time class. 4,000 to win. 8-car minimum. Got an H-Town Hitters class with a 12-car minimum with 200 on top of the pot. They got a full-size 650 truck shootout, $100 buy-in, 1,000 on top of the pot, and 580 index with a 1,000 on top. And they also got, see, I'm trying to pull up the flyer, they also got 7-0. It ain't showing me all the fly. Right, we got 7-0 index, 700 on top of the buy-in. So if ain't nobody doing nothing this weekend, man, that'll be one of the places to be. Outside of that, if, like I say, man, if anybody got any other events going on, they want to share, press the one button, come on here. And anybody got a recap of what went on in Ennis this weekend, press the one button and let everybody know what they might have missed out there. If they missed anything besides what they couldn't see on the live feed or at the track. Well, I guess not then, huh? I thought the race week over and y'all still dead around here. Know what I'm going to do with them, Sweeper.
Well, I mean, I was kind of occupied this weekend myself, but I did catch a little bit action going on, man. It looked like they had a good time up there this weekend, man, and I really didn't know who race it was, but it looked like they had a good time, real good time, and them guys from California, man, Brody and them, man, I'm starting to become a real big fan of them guys, man. I like what they doing for the Grudge Gang. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I know they had remember seeing that one Grudge race with Whole Daddy, and they won. I know they're supposed to have another one. I don't know if that one ever happened or not. Other than that, I don't really know of any of the Grudge races in the one of the classes. They got started so late. Shoot, it was my birthday weekend, so I was doing a little party, and I tried to catch up here and there, but I didn't do a good job of it, man.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday if I didn't get a chance to tell you, man, on Facebook. I don't know, man. You know, I'll be in and out, and I couldn't remember if I told you or not.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than that, man, I seen King V got doggone, scared the shit out of me. When I happen to be watching.
Yeah, I saw that one today. Yeah, man. He did a damn good job recovering that vehicle, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He did a damn good job.
Emotion going on, but Yeah, that rear wheel three wheel motion going on, but he didn't tear it up. He lived to fight another day, so that's a good thing, man.
Yeah, damn good recovery.
Yeah, man. Other than that, man, I ain't really got much. So, well, no, you know I do. I got a little something to bring up about DP men, man. About the DP men in the game. I want to know, how do people feel? How important do they feel the DP man is? And also, do you feel like a DP man should get paid for being a DP man, for, you know, for being a dependable person for the race that, you know, that he's DPing on? You know, do you feel like he should get, you know, a percentage of the pot? Do you feel like, you know, maybe they should give him a little something just for his time and headache and making the right call? Because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of jiving going on.
Right.
You know, when these DP men lock in, when they get a DP man, you know, both sides always kind of coming up with some stuff, trying to confuse the other party into something that it ain't. You know, the DP man do got a tough job to uphold. And even when it comes down to making call on something, maybe somebody might have crossed the line or something of that nature, and they might have to make a tough call, or maybe something happening. You know, he might have to just give both parties their money back, or he might pay somebody, and one might not think it, they should have got paid, and it's a big old fuss about it. So,
right.
What y'all think about it? Come on, Sweep. I got one hand up, but I'm going to let you get it out the way first, and I'm
okay.
Opening the mic up.
First of all, I think the game, yes, DP man is very important. I think it always should be, and the guys that has been doing the DP job thus far around this Texas area been doing a good job as far as trying to make it right or keep it honest. And the second part to your question, I have to say, it should be a kickback. Let me give you an example. I mean, everybody probably pretty much, I ain't going to say everybody, but it's some people that probably have ran across, you know, a dice game being held. The house man get his cut. So basically the DP man is being like the house man. So why not kick him something? You know what I'm saying? I mean, even at the casino, when you at the blackjack or the dice table, you doing good, you're going, you know, hey, house man, hey, here you go. Drink on me. So I think, yeah, the DP man should get, you know, a tip, or, you know, it wouldn't be out of character if he does ask for something. You know, that's just my personal opinion. Or, you know, it just ought to be understood. Hey, man, agreement, let's make a gentleman. We want to get this lock in. We want this man to give us his best knowledge of the race, or be the best person he is as being the DP man. Hey, let's kick him nine here. Let's kick him nine this year. Both parties agree? Yeah. That way, you know, it won't go one way. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't go one way, but I think it really. Yeah.
How do you think it should be handled, though? Do you think that maybe the DP man should get a percentage of the pot? Maybe say whoever win the race, they give them a percentage, or maybe even up front when they put the deposit up, say, you know, they both agree to let the DP man take X amount out of the deposit money, or you know what I'm saying? Should the DP man himself, would it be wrong if the DP man himself had a set fee to be like, well, look, if y'all racing for anything, you know, under this amount, this is what I charge. If y'all race for anything over that X amount, that's what I charge. You know what I'm saying?
What would be the right way
to go about it?
Right. I don't think he would be wrong because, say, for instance, like, for example, the situation having a person that's a DP man and a racer at the same time. That man had to take out time to get his crew and his program together for a race, but y'all depending on this person to be the DP man. Hey, I think it'll be all right. Y'all got to kick me a percentage of this year down payment or the lockup, because You want to know why I think that he should do that? Because it's going to push him to go find, hey, that lockup. Because guess what? He getting a percentage of that lockup. So that's going to encourage him to therefore pursue whoever need to put that DP down. You see what I'm saying? To the DP man. So I think they should go about, if it's a person slash racer slash DP, then I think, why not? Hey, this year, give me 5%, 10% of, okay, well, shit, 10% of 250 is $25. So, so why not? I mean, why not kick the man something down for his trouble to get this race off so it won't be no further of future complications like it was a few weeks ago I heard on the show. So that's just my input, so I'm going to go on mute. You know what I'm saying? Let you open up some mics.
Anybody got something to say? I had a caller. Press the one button. He must put his hand out. Press the one button if anybody got something to speak on it. How y'all feel about it? Let's see here. Damn, I don't know what my caller went to press his one hand and put it down.
Everybody
quiet on this motherfucker. All these goddamn DP shit been going on the last couple weeks, goddog. We bring up a DP topic and
maybe they stuck in traffic and stuff like that.
Hold on. 832-1601. Okay. Your mic open. Come on in there.
What's up, DP?
What's going on, man?
Man, not much, man. But I think that needs to be the case. Like Street Seeker just said, the house man get a cut. But I just think it is to keep everything right and honest. And, it goes two ways. It depends on how much they're really running for. Because it can get outrageous, and, man, you ain't going to want to get a DP that much of your money. Or y'all just agree up on something that's fair for this man time or hunting somebody down to make sure everybody got their money in. So I feel like, but put it like this, for my crew, my camp, that's what we going to do for me all night. You know what I'm saying? So nobody feel wrong or by somebody got a job, they obligated to make sure everybody money in or they received it or the screenshot it and send it up, make sure everything on up and up, and they got their little their little scratch. So I mean, I'm down. I can feel it. That's kinda like why I was there with that.
Yeah, let's see here. God damn, little Bill. Hey, little Bill. Your mic is open, sir.
Hey guys, how y'all doing, players?
What's going on?
Man, ain't nothing, man. I was just getting on the horn to see how the Grudge family and everybody doing, man. I just been marinating around here, man, trying to see what the next move gonna be. Trying to see if my big homie still gonna get in the water box with me this weekend, if he didn't change his mind. I heard his voice, that's why I hit the one button. I didn't know that was him. But how you doing, big homeboy?
I'm good. I don't want to.
Okay. I was just calling, man. See, well, really, I don't know what the topic is. I just got on the horn. But I really wanted to give a shout-out to everybody, man. Let everybody know life is good. Trying to see if everybody okay? Been so much going on, guys. People falling, leaving here every day, all day, just want to lift some spirits up around here, man. Had a couple of people to pass away this week, last week. I just want to give a shout out to their families. You never know. But, I just wanted to get on here to just lift some spirits up, man, because I know it's a lot of people grieving other people that passing away, It was just a hard one yesterday. See old Mark pass away, and it's, you know. But with that, man, I'm still at work. I'm finna get ready to get off in a few minutes. I was just letting y'all know I was going to be on the horn, but I just want to reach out to the Grudge family, let everybody know that little Bill is thinking about them, and I never let my guard down on my peoples, you know. Just do what y'all do, fellas. Keep it going. Keep it rocking. I'll get back on the horn in just a second as soon as I get done. But my big homeboy, I love you, man. I'm just going to get back on here in just a second just to see if you really had that on your heart, what you said last week.
Yes.
With that, I'm going back in the bushes, but I'll be back.
All right. Anybody else got something to say about the topic here? Go on mute, Bill. Yeah, anybody else got something to say about the topic, man? Press the one button, man. Three, two, nine, nine, seven. Hold up, shit. It came up and went down. 9972, where you went? There you go. 832-9972.
I was just listening in, JP. I hit the wrong button, man. My bad.
Okay. And let's see here. Ah, damn, man, y'all quiet in this joker tonight. What is going on, peoples? I don't know, man. Ain't nobody got nothing to say about this DP situation? So. I don't know then, brother. Anybody else got anything they want to talk about?
Yeah. Yeah, the street group again. Hey, what's the deal with Rambo Pitcher, man? What's the deal with Rambo Pitcher, man? You being funny?
Oh, yeah, man. I stole it off a post, man. Somebody put it on one of the posts I seen it, and I screenshotted it, man.
Yeah.
That was pretty damn funny, man.
Yeah. They was out of line, man.
I thought they were pretty funny, man. They did it like that. Let's see. 469-0591. King B, what's going on, brother?
Man, somebody better say something. Shit, I'm going to sleep over here. Fuck, I got about 2 hours, 3 more hours making my making business. Big city, man. I need to get talking. Shit, what's going
man,
on over
man, we threw a topic out there, man. Everybody fucking quiet. All this goddamn commotion been going on by DP, man, the last 2-3 weeks. And ain't nobody got nothing to say now, man. I don't know what's going on.
I'm over here driving. I'm sitting here in this motherfucking truck. So you know what that means? Shit, I ain't waking you the fuck up. Shit, I need a little help. I'm trying to get home.
That means you might take a dog out at any given time, no?
Shit. Let yours look and see what happens.
And now, Dre, stay away from the black dog, man.
Hey, JP.
Say about it, Dre.
Hey, oh man, ain't nothing to it, but hey man, it was a little old video fucked around and surfaced back up on my page. You know, it's been up there forever, but it's surfaced back around. And I got a call this morning saying that I'm trying to be funny, but I just want to let that man know that video been around, and I did not put that on there intentionally. It was already on there. Somebody tagged me in it, and it just happened to be on my page this morning. So I don't want no shade and nobody about nothing.
It was what?
Well, hell, Dre, what's up? This street sweeper. Shit, what video was it?
Shit, I couldn't even see the video. The other car was so far behind.
Okay, I'm going back on mute.
Man, what video are you talking about, Dre? Damn, I got to go on Facebook and find out.
Yeah, go. I think you probably go on my page, JP, because you know me, you still all right. You go on there and see, but I mean, I didn't see the other car because, shit, I'm like, damn, where the fuck was he at?
It's a video. But this ain't something that been on your page. This something that was posted 9 hours ago, man.
Nah, that's been on there. Nah, that's been on there.
Well, I mean, it said you posted it 9 hours ago, man. This is a race of
you
and Graham.
You said the race between
yeah.
who?
Hey, what is it, JP? See, I mean, I can't go on that right now.
I guess,
what car he's talking about?
That might be that may be him and Miss Graham, man. That last race they probably had. I think.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm going back.
He posted 9 hours ago.
Did
he say being on there?
Smart.
You know.
Yeah, that shit been on
that
forever. I mean.
One. Oh, okay.
Well, shit. I mean, the phone call wasn't too nice. See, it kind of pissed me off in a way because I never knew a brother could, you know, come at me sideways like that about something that I knew nothing about. So, hey, man, all I can tell
well,
you,
I
man,
mean,
no
it's
hard.
Kind of hard to say, you know. It's kind of hard to say you don't know something about something, Dre, when it clearly shows that you posted. It wouldn't share it to your page. It clearly shows that you posted.
No, it was that. If you look at it clear in day, it was shared to my page, sir. I don't even have videos in my phone.
Well,
so how can I post something that's not even inapplicable in my phone?
Hey, it was posted by you, Dre.
Say that name one more time. Say that word one more time. Say that word one more time.
Inapplicable.
Definition. Hey,
Rogers,
hey, definition for 300. Definition for 300, please.
Rogers, your mic open, sir.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm laughing at that question. Can you say definition for 300? Say that.
Hey, and the correct spelling. And the correct spelling. Come out.
Now, Sweep, okay. You wrong now. You know you're going too far now. man. We were pushing
man,
the line coming to definition.
That man went to college, man. That man said he had a... What did he say a couple months ago? That man said he had a
4.0
average.
No,
3.8 average.
He might want to say that. Oh, now you're going to sit here and crank up a lie. I never told you I had a 3-point shit in college. I told you I graduated high school with a 3.5.
Oh.
I never. all the reason I didn't get a 4.0 because I had too many absences on my senior year. That's the only reason. I had too many absentees.
Oh, so they take grade point average from you when you don't go to school?
They take grade point average from you when you miss school.
Hey, King, so King, I got a question for you, sir. Did you see this said video that was posted on Alondre's page?
I, to be honest, I think, if I'm mistaken, I think King B was the one that sent it to my page. I could be wrong.
Don't put me in that, dog. Nah, you over than the motherfucker.
I'm just saying because it ain't shared. You know, he posted it himself, so.
Nah, that shit was shared
maybe,
on that, man. That was
I'm just trying to figure out.
JP, one thing I don't do.
I'm
trying
to figure out if
my phone
tripping.
Yeah, your
phone probably is. If somebody else looking on their phone and see what I see, then maybe I ain't tripping.
The man
K-Dawg.
Is lying.
You know
the man.
Nail that motherfucker to the cross, K-Dawg.
He know he lied. He know he got up this morning.
Hey, it really don't matter if it was shared or if it was posted or not. The motherfucker on there surfaced around and got back to my page somehow.
Well, can I share a video? Would you post if I share one to you? Give it to you. Would you post that one also?
If you share one to me?
If I send it to you, will you post it also?
Yes, sir, I will.
Okay. I'll send you one in the morning. You're going to post it bright early in the morning too, right?
That's fine. No problem.
Okay,
why you can't just share it to my page, sir?
No. I'm going to send it to you. No, I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
And post it
send
like
it to me, and I'll put it up.
Yeah, just like you did that one.
I didn't put this first one up, but I will put yours up since that's what you want me to do.
Okay, Bob. I want to see you put it up just like that, too, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Mm. And
yeah,
I will tag you in it. And, yeah,
No. You didn't tag me in it this morning. Don't tag me in it tomorrow. Just put it up there. And you call it Throwback Thursday if you want. Call it Throwback Thursday. You can post
it. Yeah.
Well,
the day was what you call Washout Wednesday. So today was Washout
Wednesday. Let's call it
Willie
Wednesday. Let's call it Willie Wednesday. Let's call it that.
Willie Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay, you Willie.
Yeah,
Willie Wednesday.
Yeah.
All right.
Now also share
the other one with me now, too. Now, don't just share one. Send me both of them now.
There wasn't no girls race. See? I can only send
send me both of them now.
We don't share shootout races, man. Come on now. We
do. Yes,
races,
we do.
Man,
a race is a race. Send me both of them now.
Okay, well.
That's all I can tell you. Send me both of them now.
I don't share shootout race. I share race and girls.
That's cool.
I'll send you the other.
Send it to me now. You got it right now. I put it up right goddamn now.
Nah, I got to go find it, man. I don't have all in my phone, man.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have that kind of stuff in my phone. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I sent it to
I don't even know
phone,
where that
man.
Damn video came from.
You know where it went?
Oh, yeah. It went to my page because, you know, I don't know.
You put it up there.
No, I didn't put it up.
You had fun with it. I mean, that's
hey, King B. King B. What King
hey.
B?
Hey. What's up, Bob?
Hey, man, it sound like this brother got a harsh feeling toward me for something that I didn't do. But guess what? You know, it's a song that they just came out with, and it make me think. This nigga scared to come outside.
First of all, that's not how this song go. Second of all, we're gonna watch the N-word on the front line today.
Man, you scared to come outside? Yeah, come on outside and play with me, Kato.
We'll be there sooner than you think, brother. Sooner than you think. And I want you to post that topic in video, too. Where we both under full power.
JP, I can't see that said video. By any chance, you can send it to me in my message or something. Because I would like to see.
You and Dre not friends?
Huh?
You and Dre not friends?
Oh, no. I mean, I don't know. I don't think so, though. Yeah.
You probably ain't going to be able to see it then. Y'all ain't friends. Probably ain't might have you on the block list.
I think Jay little page.
Yeah, that's probably.
Who you talking about?
No, I was trying to see the video, but I cannot locate it. Such said video. So, you know, I'll just...
I don't let too many people on my page now. You got to be kind of in my inner circle stuff on my page.
Oh, okay. I can respect that.
Say, what the fuck you left?
I'm reading something.
Yeah, you still there reading out loud.
My bad, let me go on mute.
You a dirty bastard, man.
I ain't open my eyes, Dre. I'm reading stuff, man.
Hey, dog. I don't give a damn what you read. I ain't hearing this shit you talking about. I know the fuck you laughing, man.
Say, JP, you going out there Saturday?
Get off Saturday. Get off early enough, I will be. God damn. Yeah, get off early enough, man. I might be out there.
Hey, what's going on Saturday, Kato?
Huh? What'd you say?
What they got going on this weekend?
Radio in the Park. Radio in the Park style race.
Oh, you talking about a Dean race?
Yeah.
Oh, no, man. I ain't fucking my ass.
Oh, yes, no, I would. You not going to Dean?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm going to try to be there. I don't know yet if you make it or not.
You gonna try to work?
They gonna have.
I just got a text, man. Don't shoot the messenger.
Ask me if y'all was gonna be there.
Hey, tell that text here. Every time we show up, they don't. So ain't no sense of showing up. All right.
Hold on. I'm waiting on them to text me back. They listen, Dre. Right?
Tell a nigga he ain't got it.
They said deposit. Mm. Mm. Dre is ninja too. Dre is ninja. How they spelled it? P-E-E. Some shit.
I don't know.
Oh, you got it though. You figured it out. Okay.
Deposit. They spelled it all crazy looking, man. Spelled it like a third grade or something.
Oh, but you said it right though. I'm glad you understood what they were saying.
Them third graders can taste pretty good.
The Bill say he's coming back to speak on something, huh?
I texted Lil Bill too. They said the same thing.
JP.
Yeah.
John Pierre. Hey, John.
Yeah, what's up, Dre?
Where was all them pots and DPs and shit when we was together?
Man.
Don't shoot me, shoot the messenger. I'm just a messenger. Oh, man. I'm getting sleepy, man. Where was all them fuck-ass DPs and all that shit when we was... You know, when it was time to play.
Hey, Dre, you already said y'all wasn't going to be there.
I back your whole motherfucking team in the corner, so we ain't got nothing to talk about with them folks.
Hey, you said you wasn't going to be there, huh? So ain't nothing to talk about. Talk about it. So you said you were gonna be there, so ain't nothing to talk about. She did.
Hey man, y'all hold on, man. I got a lady out here I'm talking to.
Yeah,
no, no, man. Do you, man, hey man, hang him up. Go ahead and put him on mute. Hang him up.
Hey, hold up, Kevin. You want me to let her say something? Here she go right here. Say hello.
Why you gotta hang? Why you gotta hang him up?
Let me talk to her. How you doing, man? Let me talk to her.
Hey, she know how to change her voice.
I'm gonna make her talk long enough, King. It'll come out. Hey, how you doing,
hey,
man?
Hey, King B. I know how to put something in your mouth, but my zipper broke. You bastard.
Wow.
Hello,
man.
Hey, they let me know. No, that's hello, sir. They let me know what he over there dealing with, because he's usually trying to do to me. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, in front of her too. Yeah, I'm gonna leave that alone.
Yeah. I'm going to crank it up.
How you over there with a homosexual
like that? Fuck it. I was
going to
put it out there. How you over there
with a
homosexual like that? Excuse me, man.
Hello?
Drake, he
hung up or went on mute.
He hung up. Oh, shit. He hung up. Hey, fuck, I turn it out, kid. I'm going to turn it up and down. Damn, you over with a homosexual. Man, told me he would do something and his zipper broke. Oh, God.
Is he on the hold of what's going for so long? This guy that voice was only because this guy that voice was so long,
King. Hold on, King. I'm talking to him long enough.
Then he get deep.
Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, talk to your host. You talking about a DP man and getting no feedback, huh? So,
I don't know, man.
What are your thoughts on it? You going to pay the DP man 10% of every fight now?
I just spoke on it. I wouldn't say. I don't know. I feel like giving him something. I don't know if, you know, a 10% fee is. The fuck is going on with this phone shit?
Hey, may I interject again on that? That topic, sir, the street sweep again, man. Real talk.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, majority of us on this show been either been involved in a side dice game or any type of, let me use some of Dre's words, constituents that will host a said currency exchange party that somewhat we'll have to use, you know, we have to go ahead and give a house fee. So why
that
not?
That's true. So you ain't got a little education.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, accommodate Dre verbiage tonight. So therefore, tonight. So therefore, we're going to go ahead and say, we're going to employ the, you know, the same, concept on it. Shit, why not? I mean, if slash racer slash DP man, like majority of them are around here. I know of DP men that has race cars or affiliated with some type of race crew. On race day, you know, they're being elected to be the DP man. Why not? Hey, man. I mean, come on. Like I said, you know, shit, 10%. 10% of 500 is shit it out. So that will kind of employ him or motivate him or her, let me keep it correct, him or her that's going to be the dependable person to go ahead and push for that, hey, man, where you lock up at. You know what I'm saying? Not to be just waste of that person's said time that is elected to be said DP, man. That's just my personal opinion. I mean, like I say, why not employ? Because hey, if the dice game, let me keep it real. If the dice game going real good and you see that money on the table, shit, hell yeah, house man hitting on twos and fours or Lil Joe, you know. I'm just giving an example. I mean, we all been there, done that. So yeah, why not? It's going back.
Okay,
on
okay, sweet. But I'm gonna play the devil's advocate right here, right quick. Now, since implicating money in the deal. What if you get DP men all out the woodwork because they know they're going to get a check out the deal anyway, and they, hey, man, I DP the race. just for a check and don't know the odds and ends of DPing and what it takes and all this and that. What if they just pop out the woodwork saying they're going to be DPing, man, and then something come up to where they can't house it or they don't know what the hell going on, then you got another controversy.
Well, we've been in the game
but they're going to take your money.
Yeah, let me answer that. We've been in the game too long.
I feel like both parties.
We've been in the game too long to just allow anybody to have that status as a DP person. You know, like y'all do on the back line. Shit, if no DB man available, shit, y'all pull out the Rolodex. Hey, shit, let's get Atomic Dog on the phone. And shit, when the push comes to shove, shit, let's get Batman on the phone. See what I'm saying? I'm sure it goes like that. So, anybody can come up to be a DP person.
What if just on any given Sunday with Batman at his home and Atomic Dog at his home? And you only got to depend on somebody that's at the track or somebody that's going to be at the track that Sunday. And, you know, the normal DP man is either racing or out of pocket, and you got to pick another DP man. And, you know, somebody be laying in the cut to make $50, $100, $200, whatever the pot is or what have you. Somebody laying in the cut to make that money versus actually doing the job what it takes to be a DP man. And you got somebody doing that and make the wrong call just because he getting some free money. Then what you do then? Take a learn lesson or what?
No, I'm going to say this. I'm going to keep it real. In that case, if it get down to that last status or that last category, what you just said, then nobody trying to really race then. Real talk. If a race going to go down, I think, you know, if no known DP man person is available, I think each person out of that crew that want to engage with each other, somebody should be able to, hey, okay, well, I'm going to deem you as this person, and I'm going to deem you. So you get two people, you know what I'm saying? You pick one person out of one crew and the other person out of the other crew. If it get down to, well, okay, nobody can agree on one dependable man that's going to get 10% of the pot or 10% of the down payment. You see what I'm saying?
Now, let me drill you right quick again since I got you right in the scope, okay? Say you're a DP man, right?
Yeah.
And you got two cars. I'm not giving nobody names. So I don't know what you be by. Okay, you got two cars racing. Left lane, right lane, right? They're running under track rules, right?
Right.
Okay. They leave together. Bam, they gone. 100 foot out. Left lane, touch the center line, right? You listen?
I'm listening.
Okay. 300 foot out, right lane, hit the wall. Who win that race?
Okay. You say
DP
left
man.
Lane, touch
you
the line,
you can ask
right.
Nobody. You the DP man. You are the DP man. Who win that? Who come you get money, left lane or right lane? Left lane, touch, cross, whatever, the center lane, right?
Okay,
he's
staying
in his lane, but he crossed the lane, but not going in the other guy's lane. Right lane hit the wall.
Cross is cross. Touch is touch. So,
okay.
Yeah. So the first one to do it lost.
The first one to do it lost. That's track rules?
Yeah.
So the other man can hit the wall. It doesn't matter.
Hey. Okay, I know what you're trying to get at first word, but shit. He didn't cross. He hit his side of the wall. You didn't say if he crossed. But it doesn't matter first.
First.
Hey.
Somebody come on in here.
If it's track rules, then whatever call the track makes. If it's track rules, at that point you go to Dean.
Go on mute, JP. Go on mute. Go on mute, JP. JP, go on mute.
Hold on,
right now.
Why he got to go on mute? Why he got to go on mute? I mean,
we should get King B coming now. King B coming. Go ahead, King B.
See, I just told you, 4,000. See, that's why. Sweet Tree Swift, I'll be looking cutting your ass, boy. You get my money, that motherfucker over there at that level.
Okay, well, hold on. Listen. That's why I'm not a DP man. Let's get this shit straight, first of all. First of all, let's get this shit correct.
Hold on. Look. That's what
all right.
K-Dawg just said.
Hold on. Don't answer. Don't answer B. I got some hands went up. Let me see if they go say something for you. Answer correctly. Hold on. 504-9594. Your hand up. Your mic open up.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's going on?
AP, K Dog, this dude.
Yeah.
Y'all want me to answer that question?
You can, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. He hit the wall. That's worse than crossing that line.
Deep, 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 deep. See that, but the two DP man didn't know that.
Well, hold on. Let's get this shit straight right now. Now, I said before you backed me in, he had me in the scopes. Remember, I said if you or I can't pick anybody in that crew, we got to agree with more than just one person. If there's dependable person around. And then I also stated that y'all not trying to rate.
Stop you right there.
I did say that.
You did say that, but you was the DP man. You let us get in the beam. You was the DP man. You can't stop. And once the race is going down, it's going down. You can't pass the money off once you elected to be the DP man. And you made the wrong call.
He also said track rules now. Remember, track rules is different than drudge rules.
That's right.
Okay.
So that's why I'm saying if it's track rules and I go to Dean and say who won, who lost because it's
you ain't got to be the guard
to
give your DP, man. You supposed to know all that.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Flag on the goddamn play. The track owner ain't got nothing to do with no goddamn
rules. Nothing. Nothing to do with it.
Damn
thing to do
with fucking bro. His job is to let us
in his facility
and give us a good track person
service,
and provide us some safety. You know,
but what if I don't? But King B, what if I'm the DP man that don't know shit about what's going on, and
you
I gotta
get
ask
out the
track
way.
Man what the track rules is?
That's what K-Dog was just saying. Everybody can't be DP man. You can't just pick out Tom, Dick, and Harry.
I respect that.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same
time, he would have gave the money to the left lane. And if you think that you're supposed to give my money to the left lane and get a 10% of that money, I'm going to cut me your ass.
But hold on. Listen. Okay. Listen to me. Let's go back home. Pause. Everybody pause. Let's go back to what I first said. If it come down to we have to elect a person out of each crew, then y'all really not trying to race, bro.
Okay, we understand what you're saying there, but at the same time, you was elected DP man, so that person out of East Camp is dead. We gave you our money.
Hey, look, okay. Listen to me. If y'all go down the tree and say, okay, street sweeper, we're gonna elect you. Guess what? I'm gonna be the DP man, and my call is gonna be what I understand of the rules, even though I'm the fourth string. Off the damn bench. That's what I'm trying to say. If it go down to where y'all went through three people and can't find three known DP men, then y'all not really trying to race, bro. Because at that point, no really known dependable person around is available. Then y'all should make a gentleman's bet between racers or crew and lock that shit in and get it done. Not
okay.
Going pulling street sweep off the bench.
No, I'm going back to
that. I understand. You know, that's my point.
I'm going back
to
that.
So my point was agreeing to the house money for a person that is a known DP man and got a race program or said crew or a race part of a race car. Hell yeah, that man trying to be at an event and y'all need him as a known dependable person. Why not get a man $25 or $50 or whatever, or 10% of the lock-in? That's all I'm saying. So don't drag me into a, what's the thing I'm trying to, look, the word I'm looking for? Yeah.
I got to call it down the middle. I'm a DP man. You stuck your goddamn foot in your mouth now. What you say? I know I did the DP man. You jumped out there and said that they need to pick up the DP. You're right. I did say that. Whoever crossed the line first. Right now, I'm talking about before that. I'm just saying this is how the conversation started. You went to agreeing with somebody need to be compensated. K-Dog disagreed. You disagreed, and then y'all came up with a conclusion, and that man put a scope on you. And now you trying to get out of it. He got you now. He got the physical.
No, no.
And you too. And you a man alive. He got the physical now.
Okay, but hold on. So with track rules, hitting the wall will be the worst on my side of the line. If I scrape the wall to get on down there, that would be the worst.
Yeah, because if me, just say right now, I know K-Dow wanted to say first. K-Dow said right and left lane, left and right lane. But if I'm in the left lane, K-Dow's in the right lane, I leave. 100 feet out, I crack the tires, my car go real hard to the right, and I cross the lane, or if I get up on the lane, but don't go over there, but I cross the center line and get back over, and then K-Dow play that and look back at me, and he look back straight, and he realized that he going towards the wall, and he hit the wall, his ass is out of there. First to worst. That's track rule. He out of there.
Okay, I could have sworn he said.
A bunch of hands.
Okay,
up,
I'm gonna go back on mute.
4-5-8-8-0. Mic open.
I'm just listening, man.
All right. 720-9528. Your mic open.
That's me, Will. I'm just listening, JP. But I heard the situation. K Dog, you trapped that man. You knew better than that.
Weird. I'm just saying, man. You got, you know, this kind of stuff that'll pop up, man. You know, got to be careful.
I'm not doubting that. It was just like y'all said, but Doobie called it right.
Sure did call it right.
Hey, you know what it also did? It also shows why. A DP man is important. A good, dependable person is important.
That's right.
Because if you get somebody out, don't know. That's just like throwing me in some shit. Talking about I'm a DP. I don't want a DP.
Exactly.
I ain't trying to DP. But if you're trying to throw me in some shit that I don't know, if both parties agree at that point, if I make the wrong call, y'all got to go with me because y'all both chose me and elected me to be that official. Whether I'm wrong or right, y'all going to have to ride with whatever I say because both parties agreed to, hey, let JP be the DP man.
But I think once track rules in effect, I think it overrides what you say now. It's whatever the rule of the track, the rules of the track. And Dean, the track owner, whatever track manager, he don't elect the rules of a track. It's not, all he can do is enforce the track rules.
But I'm saying he knows the track rules. So if y'all run the track rules, I can go to him to ask him, okay, under track rules, who won the race? And he can tell me.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
And then I'll know.
That's what I was saying with track rules. It makes it easier. But just say y'all doing some grudge rule shit, then, you know, a motherfucker got to make sure they got the tip down pat.
And grudge rules, from my understanding, I could be wrong. I stand to straighten it. But whatever you do first is over. Race over with. You cross red light first, it's over. Man, go down there and bob off each side of the walls. It don't matter. First is over with. From what I'm understanding of the grudge rule.
Okay, yeah. Then so I was right.
I didn't hear motherfucker talk about you can do whatever you want in your lane as long as you don't cross. I didn't heard that before. Like
exactly.
Right. K-Dog, exactly. You can hit the wall in your lane. If you go across that light first, you can hit that wall and go across and you still won.
Exactly. That's what they used to do back in Porter and Navasota days, sir.
Oh, the DP man that found out something. The DP man.
No. Listen. I didn't find out nothing. I already knew that. That's what I was trying to tell you. But I guess, you know, just, I don't know. I don't know what you were trying to prove, but I already knew this. Period.
Okay, about that. Okay, boss, man. We understand. I was just making an example. That was all, brother. I don't want to smoke.
At the same time, K-Dow, do you feel that a DP man should be compensated? I mean, not even saying just 10%.
I don't have a problem with that, but maybe just
giving him something out the pot, you know, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the, sometimes shit runs smoothly, and sometimes shit is a fucking headache.
Yeah, that's true. But it also goes to show you got to make sure you get a good DP man that knows what's going on. And that'll alleviate a lot of problems in these situations that shouldn't happen. But, I mean, with anything, it's nothing perfect. It's going to always be somebody complaining about something. But if you get one that's never had controversy, that always, you know, made the right call and don't have a lot of BS in the background or whatever, yeah, he should be the main one to be a DP man if he's not racing. Or if he don't have a dog in a fight, he should, you know. That way you know your money's secure, you know your rules are secure, you know, it's not no BS, period. But, you know, if people find out you're paying them, it's going to be, hey, man, I know it. Let me get in there. You know, pick up $100, $200, a decent pot. They suddenly pick up $500. You never know. And shit, you get out there and it'll be a controversial call. He's looking to get $500 and somebody losing all that money he gaining from it. And, you know, it could be a problem.
Yes.
Well, most of the time,
everything is a teachable moment.
Most of the time, if he's good, they're going to break him off a little something anyway.
There you go.
That's right. Majority of the time, if I'm in a situation like that with some bands behind it, everybody winning. You know what I'm saying? That goes back to, let me bring up something real quick that's probably off topic, but, you know, back when I was basically a fence leaner and a front liner, man, every time, you know, I used to get in on them bets, shoot, I break Lisa off every time. Shotwell, yeah. Yeah, because one thing about it, when I used to give Shotwell just him, just him, because I did good off of something that she put in my ear, man, that's what I used to do all the time. So there's no difference between us breaking off, you know, Shotwell or whoever on the mic or whoever getting the race going. Because sometimes it takes people like Shotwell, Miss Shotwell, to get races going. So, you know, that's just my lit side note real quick, going back on me.
I always bless it too. When I win, but I ain't blessed it lately because I haven't won shit in a while. So, but I always bless her when I win. If I lose, I can't do nothing but put my head down and walk past her. But if I win, I always bless her. She can vouch for that. I go find her. She on the line most of the time.
Right,
I can get up.
And same here. Yeah, you know, shoot, man, I had good times on that front line. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate the lesson you gave me tonight. And
I wasn't trying to put you on the spot, brother. I
ain't taking it as that. Because, like I say, I used to see him in Arizona go through the traps on their roof and still win.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk.
Now,
with that being said, though, now when you got all these outside people that want to come get in your pot to run the pot up, that means people got to let them know off the top that, hey, some of your money going to the whatchamacallit, going to the DP man.
Yeah, most of the time, the one who got the majority in the pot gonna probably pay the 10% or whatever it is, because they got some people may just put $50 in it. And you gonna tear into that little high 50%? You gonna tear into that little high 50%?
I'm just saying though, everybody gotta know what's going on. Fast, fast, you know.
Yeah, that's true, but come on, if you don't tend to the little man high 50, man.
Come on, man. Who put high 50, man?
It happens now. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. You know, some people, you know, they gamble.
Yeah, I
understand
that too,
but. Now, if they offer, it's a different story. It's cool. Don't worry about it, man. You know, take a look. Go get you some lunch or something. It's cool. But, you know, if they don't offer, then next time, look out, man, you know. We let you get away, Larry. You got to put $5 or something to the DP man. You know, just show them, at least let him off it. But, you know, it's kind of hard to say you take a little percentage out of the little $50. Out of $500 rate. But, you know, you can, though. Shit. It's really up to whoever gambling with you.
Yeah, it definitely.
Now, Wiz, what you finna say, Wiz? You stopped talking. I'm gonna interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, I say what I was saying.
Oh.
But like I said, normally the person that's running will break them off something anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. See, I didn't know if there was something that was just being done discreetly, or you know, if it wasn't getting fenced this time. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. The first time I heard about it.
Go ahead.
The first time I heard about it was, I don't know, man. I'm gonna say 10 years back. It might have been less or whatever. When we went to House of Hook and Mr. Roy James, we ran Tony Bynes that night and beat him. And Pro Stock Joe, the DP man, right? So they count the money, you know, count the winners or whatever. We trying to, you know, once you get the money counted, we trying to figure out, you know, who I'll put in the pocket, get their money. So Pro Stock Joe was standing around, like, you know, everybody looking like, what, you know, what he still waiting on? And then Pro Stock Joe like, man, we gotta kind of rule like the DP man get 10% of the pot. You know, we from Texas, we ain't never heard of nothing like that. But you know, I guess it was a rule, and we gave him somebody to fight or whatever. But we, you know, that wasn't known to us at that point. But I guess, you know, like
somebody
say they
that beforehand, like whoever
yeah,
we
yeah.
give up a little something at the front.
But they race so much, you know what I mean, to have so much fun for us, I guess they need that type of stuff down there. See, we wasn't, you know, around here, if you got a big pot, this is a big pot. Sometimes you need to put the money up. You know, everybody understand each other. You know what I'm saying? So, but over there, it's different stuff. So,
like you saying, they need to make that known before the race starts, because like you said,
yeah.
a lot of people don't know about that.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody don't do that.
8-3-2-6-9-7-1, your mic open.
I got a question. What's next? If you're betting on the line, you got to pay 10% of your winnings to the card to win. So is that the next step?
What'd you say?
I said if you got to pay for a DP man, I said what's the next step? If you're betting on the line and you win, you got to pay the winning card 10% of your winnings or what?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out so many dreams. Do we get 10% of the winnings on the line that's being bet also at the same time? Let's go ahead and regulate the whole thing.
That's funny.
JP, you came up with the topic. You the talk show. Answer that, man.
What did he say? That I was trying to get my damn health feedback connected. What did he say?
The answer the man's question. You came up with the topic of the 10% of the DP, man. You can answer what he said.
I don't know if this is my phone. Do y'all keep hearing that noise, or that's just me?
No, I'm hearing it too, but, well, yeah, you probably didn't hear his question.
I don't know what the hell going on. I thought, oh, that's why I unhooked my earpiece and hooked it back up. I thought it was my earpiece. What you say now, Richard?
I don't know.
No, I just wanted to know what the next step is. Is it to make the guy that's betting on the line pay 10% of his winnings to the card that won also, or what's the next step? I'm just trying to figure it all
out. I'm sure they appreciate it if you won off of them, but I ain't never heard of that one yet. I've heard of people going to the trailer being mad when they done lost betting with a car.
I tell y'all what. Turn on out, I better be everybody motherfucking DP man.
Hey, real talk. I have done something like that though. To answer Richard's question, shoot, especially on a good night. Oh yeah, especially when Christian Brothers was out running that 57. Shit, and I was on that front line. Yes, sir. I go right up to him. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the help. He buy your burger or something. Yes, sir. I used to do it all the time.
Well, you know, that's how we used to do it when you street raced. Whoever's driving the car, whoever's car it was, you know, we'd give them a percentage of what we won, you know,
yeah,
just so they keep the car racing. But, you know, that was
yeah.
Street racing.
Yeah, that's back in the ranking days. Yeah, that was back in the ranking days, good old days.
And winners used to throw them barbecues, too, for the...
Goddamn, man, I think it's just easier just race. I mean, can pick your guy on a fucking Saturday night and just go race, man. I really never had no DP, man, and I really don't never see the purpose of it. But, I mean, that's each to their own, you know what I mean?
I just find it easier to lock your man in on a fucking Saturday, like me and Nick did at $500 apiece, and racing in the fucking winner is the winner and the loser is the loser. It's that simple. But I don't understand all that DP man all the time, but most of the time it's common sense shit.
Yeah, but when you're dealing with a nice size spot and a few people on each side, you know, everybody understanding be zero sometimes, so you got to have somebody in the middle to kind of bring things together. You don't necessarily have to have a defensive man all the time, but sometimes you do, and, you know, when you have to have it, you got to call on somebody, and you got to have some kind of understanding. Because everybody not going to raise, you know, the buddies or somebody got understanding with you.
Especially if you start going out of town and you start racing for them, you know, them fives and tens and twenties and shit like that. Like, you gotta, I just feel like that's like a little insurance.
Yeah. Make sure the DP, man. Having, if a bag gets sold in the park,
having a good.
But like you said, T's down, though. Like you said, T's down, so.
Nah, yeah. I ain't gonna lie, man. Them boys crossed that state line believing that shit. Cause I know, goddamn. I think I won about 15,000 one time in Alabama. GP man had his hand out. Like, he's a chip out jaw. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they can do that. But
when I won that money in Orlando. Thank God, DP, I can't remember which one it was. I know one of them, my DP, man, they had tip out draw. Yeah. Look, break me all pieces, man. Boom. Yeah, looking for it. You made all this money. I'm holding it. I ain't can't get none.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
In
that case, the higher the pot, the lower it should go then, like on big bands like that, it should be like what 3% instead of 10. just a theory.
But my question too, JP, who came up with that? Who's saying about they should get paid? Who wanted just that the DP man down is what should get paid?
You went to stuttering. I don't say it the way you said the first time. I heard it.
He, you know, hey, KB, he already know the answer to the question. That's why he asked me. But, K-Dog, I'm going to tell you like
this. I don't know. Well, I ain't going to
I'm
going to
tell you like
this.
I don't know. I ain't no snitch.
Oh, okay, I respect it. But you talk to your host.
I ain't no snitch, so.
Man, you ain't snitching. You just they just getting down. That's all.
Well, hold on. Let me push the button real quick. Like King B say. He is the host. Therefore, he has to come up with anonymous topics. Cause you know sometimes you know fans and people who want to just have a question, they send an anonymous question to the talk show host. Therefore, I have to put the button on y'all trying to press him out of.
Pay me that 50. K-Dog, can I have a 50?
Go ahead.
Go back on me.
Yeah, hit dog, go holler.
Really? Okay. Okay, that's you think. I'm just saying. I'm just trying to get the pressure off the, you know, my favorite host tonight.
No, K-Dog know who it is. I mean, you know, I'm sure you know who it is. Goddamn Ace Boom.
Yeah,
going,
he probably come over that topic while he's eating them lamb chops on Sunday. That's where he got that topic when he's eating lamb chops.
Yeah. Oh, nah, Dre. Dre want to come back on the show. Now you want to come back on.
Don't let that homosexual back up in here. We ain't fucking around no homosexual.
Hey, you better watch your motherfucking mouth, you motherfucker.
Shut up, boy.
You inviting grown men to your midsection and stuff, man. We don't do that kind of stuff.
Hey, JP, man. As long as I didn't invite you to it, you ain't got no business saying nothing about it, dude.
We was on the back line.
This
whole ass
wouldn't
act nothing like that.
See,
we already know.
Hold up, see something.
Yeah.
Hold up. Dre. Say something. Say something, Dre.
He came.
Got too much up in him. Shit. Yeah. It's hard for him. Can't. Can't talk right now. Can't talk right now. You just listen, Dre. I'll open you back up in a minute now.
Hey, man.
Well, come on here. Come on, you're talking all that noise.
Okay,
shut up. Yeah, what's
that movie? I gotta like the movie. What movie that is we watching now? What movie that is? Damn. Shut up. What movie that was that we were talking about earlier?
What movie?
Where he's tapping down.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I got Drake on like Pulp Fiction.
You got to get ready for the back. 832-9202.
Come on, you might go. You already know it, but y'all didn't already solve the topic already on that cross the line shit. That's what I was concerned about earlier. But y'all already got it right. One thing I always heard that once you cross the line, the race is over. I can cut my car off after I see you cross the line. Is that true or not? The first one cross that line, the race is over. You like the first one red light, ain't it over?
So on the grudge rule. In grudge rule, not in truck rule.
So you telling me, just like Geronimo and
red light, listen, you can do it. You can catch the right. You catch the right person. The right person is saying chases a race. You know what I mean?
No. I'm talking about. We already know if you red light, you lose. You cross the line, you lose. So I thought y'all were trying to get the topic of who did it, the cross line first, and you go down there and cut your car. If you notice the car cross line, you still have to run your car through there, you can cut it off. Because the race over when you cross line. Is that true or not?
But
the car cross line.
You
said we lead the line.
You
cross the line.
In competition, so you still got to go down through there. You ain't got to make an all-out pass.
The race over.
But the race
is over with once you cross the line, though.
Exactly.
So why should I have to blow my car? I mean, I'm going to put a little on through that, but I'm just saying, I'm just asking a question because I wanted to hear that. I heard y'all earlier. If you cross the line, if you leave that line, you cross the line in front of me, I can cut my car off. It's over. Is that true or
but
not?
But if you wreck after he crosses the line, then you lose.
But the race started over, so if I blow up after he crossed the line, I can blow up the line and kill a race. It's over.
Depends on the track rules. The track rules is first to worst. The worst is when you hit the wall.
Huh. So I'm still racing for my money then. Once he crossed the line in front of me, I still got to run through there.
Just like if you red light, the next guy hits the wall, the guy that hit the wall is going to lose.
No, he had it right first. He said, Rambo just said if the guy crossed the line, he can cut his car out and coast to it. So he had his question right.
But if
you hit the wall after he crossed, then
on my side,
he lost.
And I scraped the wall and run on my side, run through that hole with flames shooting everywhere and cut that light on. I've seen people do that. They told me that you're
it should be.
That don't matter. You don't cross that middle line. But my thing is, it's not a race no more. Once he leave and cross in front of me, it's over. That's what I thought. I'm trying to find out now. But by me to bring the most powerful car y'all ever seen out, I need to know this. So my thing is,
if I red light and you go
it's
down
over.
Through that motherfucker with your big old flames on. And you goddamn me tear your shit up on the wall and you bounce from wall to wall, you done lost.
No, I didn't. The race was over when I left. So I'm going to be a damn fool to go there and blow my car up. It was
depends on how you race. If you race
in
track rules, you lost. If you race in grudge rules, you won. Just depends on how you race. You got to sit.
Okay. Well, I'm
so grudge rules from now on your race. Just grudge rules.
But we really don't have to worry about you. Go on to the next person.
Okay. Well, my thing is, I'm getting it right now. So you telling me, if I cross the line, I still got a chance to run down there and run them then.
Yes, sir. You got two more years to figure it out. Yes, sir. You got two more years to figure it out.
Okay. All right. You're going to get your 2 years. You're going to get your 2 weeks. But my thing is, before I come out here and cause a problem, I want to know. So you telling me if I cross the line, the race still on, really?
Yeah, so you knock the flames off that rag when you hit the wall, then you get qualified.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you cross the line in front of me, I cut my car off, the coast on through there. Is that still a race? I win, huh?
You won.
Okay, well, she wobble go down and tear my car. I mean, they do that. They must have already fucked up in the brain anyway. If they cross
817-6258, you might go
for it. If they cross the line,
hey,
the race is over.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you,
Mr. Won't y'all get Dean or somebody to comment on that deal? Because as far as the rule book's concerned, the center line and the wall are both out of bounds. So the wall doesn't. Even though it's worse on the actual guy driving the car, I mean, the violation's a violation. You cross center lines, just like hitting the wall. I'm not trying to start nothing, you know, nobody arguing over it. I'm just saying that all the years I raced in HRA, I mean, the center line cross is the same as hitting the wall versus, you know, a red light. You know, so you cross center line, you hit the wall, that's worse than a red light. That's the first to worst deal. But y'all both cross, y'all both hit the wall. It's whoever did it first. You know, if you hit the wall first, you cross first, then the race is done. It's over. But, I mean, I would say get somebody like Dean, you know, to make the call on that, you know, just so everybody knows, because it is a teachable moment. If I'm wrong, then, you know, that's the way this tracks have been calling it for a long time. So I don't want to make a call on it. I'm just telling you, 30 years of racing, that's the way it's kind of been.
Excuse me, Mr. Jackadiva, I appreciate this. I surely appreciate you coming on and elaborating this topic tonight, which was turned out to be a very good topic, by the way. Appreciate you, JP. But, yeah, I appreciate you coming on and elaborating on your history and your knowledge of this, because, you know, we know that you've been involved with ProMars. Well, some may not know, but some do know that you've been in the game for a while and got history on this, and appreciate you clarifying that earlier. Somebody was trying to make it seem like I didn't know what I was talking about, but, you know, that's...
Things change all the time, and people race by different rules, I guess, but, I mean, I would just say... I did look it up on the internet, and everything I found on the internet, just the wall and the center line both constitute out of bounds, and I guess that would be the same as basketball or football. Once you go out of bounds, you're an ineligible player. So that was my take on reading it, and that's the way it's always been. So,
oh,
I mean,
so
it may be
like
different drug rooms or whatever.
Right lane one.
I'm not going to call who won nothing. I'm saying hypothetically, you know what I'm saying? That's the way that shit should go down.
Hey, JP,
anyway, I'm at work. I'm just listening. But I appreciate y'all coming on and having these shows.
What happened? But that's kind of like a similar situation, though, that happened over there with that race with Trigger Man and them. Kind of like a similar situation have with Trigger Man and them with
which time? Well, I mean, I'm not aware of, you know, I'm not aware of any races.
Well, no, I'm just saying they had that race over there with Trigger Man and them that happened.
Yeah,
whatchamacallit, one car crossed and then he ended up crossing and going over into the other lane and all that shit, and the other car went in his lane.
Now that's different.
Man.
See, now the scenario that K-Dawg gave me was his car touched the line and mine hit the wall. And then I clarified, okay, if my car scraped the wall and went on through there, then yeah, your car lost. And then King B came on saying he was going to be upset.
with my call, even though I'm the third or fourth string off the bench DP man, which
DP man.
I did clarify and say, hold on, I did clarify and specify that. And guess what? If y'all coming down to the third and fourth string DP man, y'all really, somebody don't really want to race. Real talk. If y'all coming to the third and fourth string DP man, and y'all really saying that the only way y'all gonna race is y'all got a DP man, and the first three selections is not available, somebody don't want to race. If y'all gonna come down to picking the fourth and fifth string, and if y'all not gonna go to with my call of my knowledge of the history of the game that I've been watching as a fan slash whatever else you want to call me, frontliner, fifth liner, whatever. I'm just saying. You know, that's just my opinion on the certain situation of the topic tonight. So that's what it is. So, but I kind of agree, and I appreciate that, Rambo and Mr. Jackie Diva and Dubin came on, you know, even though he did say it was worse, but how do you classify worse? I mean, if I scraped the wall on my side and then bounced over and hit his wall and stuff like that, it doesn't matter. The race was over as soon as he crossed. Like Rambo said, he could have just shut it off and coached. See what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
But that's still.
Yeah, I mean, but maybe it's saying worse
so
because you hit the wall and. Huh?
Yeah, but that's still worse. That's still first to worst. You feel what I'm saying? Like whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's the same thing. So if I cross the lane, even on race over. And you still want to take the trip, and you hit the wall. That's the worst.
He lose his car. He lose his car, and he lost his same time. That's what that means. He lose his car.
I can see.
You can feel sorry for him. You can feel sorry for him. You know what, man? You can feel sorry for him.
Goddamn wall on your side, and shit come flying over.
Y'all know. Teachable moment.
I seen cars fly too. Like I seen that Ford. I seen that badass Ford that said no, it never sort of slid on the roof and won the goddamn race. So,
thank you, Rambo. That's what I was talking about.
That blue Ford with the big motor. I built a truck to race that Ford one time. And that truck hit them, never sort of flipped over and slid right on.
And won. Matter of fact, I think Mr. Jackie D would know what truck that is. I'm going back on mute.
So I always say they say, you don't see that law, stay away from the center line. They'll tell you that. They're going to flip over. They say, time is over. That's what they mean. So you look around.
They're walking out there.
Listen, though. They're walking out there trying to find, because they started to slip, get that line. They want you to cross that line so much. That's an automatic line. Even if you find a car in front of you, cross it, hit that line, it's over. I mean, y'all help me here, because I know, like I said, I'm bringing a very powerful car out here. It might be some time I might get close to the line. I want to make sure that it is over if my car crossed that line.
I'm supposed to get back on the
oh, yeah, he put his car. Let me go and run down there and get in there. Is it back on once he passed car? And I get, so that means I can go on down there and win now. Because this wreck is worse. So he tore his car before the fence line. Race was over for me. Now I get back in my car and just cruise there and win because I'm passing the man that tore his car because he didn't make it to the line. Is that how I go? Get me out of here. I got a powerful motherfucker coming out.
Yeah, Kyle Kelly's daughter called me on a motorbike.
Yeah. I just want to know the truth. I just want to know. You know, y'all professionals on this new game, I just want to know. I cross the line first. I see the car tag. Hit his car against the wall. I can get back on the gas and go down there and pass him up and win after I done cross the line. The race was over already, I thought. So I could still run back in and put my money back in my pocket if I run him down for you because he didn't tow his car. I'm just trying to be for sure.
you're saying it right.
I'm saying
like you can just crank your car up and go on through the lights though. So you ain't gotta get in it or nothing. If you hit the wall, you gonna get the money.
Even if I cross the line first on the start line.
Yeah, if he hit the wall before you hit the lights.
Yeah, well, some, I mean, I don't know.
It seems like a topic that, you know, I really wanted to know, because that's the thing that a lot of times, even if you outlaw anybody to cross that line, it's over with. You can run through that stuff as fast as you want to. Flip over in the cornfield, it was cross the line. But I crossed the line, but he tore his car. But I won. I feel sorry for him. Come on, man. You tear that car, you still win. If you, I mean, if you cross that line, once you cross the line, it's over with, I'm talking about. There are some people run through having to cross the line, and they still run through it, but it's over with. But they can't see him cross the line. But if you better see him cross the line, they automatically going to take the knife off and shoot on through there. Now, if you cross the line behind a person, and he don't know, but his people know you cross it, you win, you cross the line back there. He didn't know. I'd like to say, I'm going down there and taking your car up at the finish line down there. I'm just trying to figure it out. That's all.
Yo, that man on the tree going to put that wind
okay,
right
okay, well,
on.
I got a scenario for y'all since we're talking about scenarios. Let's say the car in the right lane crosses the line, touches the car in the left lane on the back bumper, spins him out. He crosses the lane, hits the wall on the other side. So the car in the left lane that got hit hits the wall. Car in the right lane didn't hit the wall. He just crossed the line. Who y'all think won?
Well, you said the car in the right lane. You said the one in the right lane hit the one in the left.
I hit the car. It didn't hit the wall.
Right.
The
but
one
I mean,
on the left lane
right,
hit the wall.
It's still correct what you're saying. You still got the right winner.
But
okay.
But his scenario is the car crossed the lane.
But, yeah, but he said
the
car crossed, right? He said cross the lane and hit the car.
Right, but the car that got hit hit the wall.
Yeah, but it had a cause to it, though.
Okay, well, I blew a motor and run on my own and hit the wall. Does that mean I got a cause?
Yeah. You hit the wall.
What?
Okay.
I'm going.
I mean, like you were saying, it still was the first one, like you said, in that situation that you brought up.
The first car crossed the lane, automatically was the race over. And his dumb ass want to keep running through that and tear his car up.
There you go.
But he ain't going to win the race.
There you go.
Well, what I got out of it, they saying track rules versus grudge rules. So if it was grudge rules, that means if the car that scraped the wall stayed on his side, hugging the wall, he wins up on the grudge rules. But if it was up on the track rules, that means he was the worst. Even though he remained in his lane, he lost. So now we got established. Okay, fuck the track rules, grudge rules. If you grudging, say grudge rules. When
there
you
go.
Lock a race in, just say grudge rules. That's what I'm getting from it. And that's what I'm
you're
going
right. to. You're right.
Hmm. Well, I just could have turned my power down then.
Yeah, that would be the safest thing to do, Rambo.
Yeah, I'm going to turn my power down. I don't need all that. If I cross, oh, no. I'm hoodlum racing anyway, so I'm a hoodlum. I'm hoodlum racing. I guess I never to worry about that then. I'm going to cross line on me, and I go down there and scrape the wall on my side, and I still lose my paint in the race.
Pretty
okay,
much.
I lose my paint on my side, and I lose my paint in my race. And I thought I won because a dude crossed the line in front of me, and I just went on and took a path and made a path with my stupid ass, and I scraped the part of my new paint job and went on through it on my side.
Right. That's what they say.
And I still lose.
That's what they trying to say.
That don't make no sense. I mean, I'm a common sense person. You know, there's no common in that.
Right, right.
That
so,
is the track rule.
I
mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute, y'all listen. Listen, at the end of the day, y'all can debate it how y'all want to debate it, but it'll still come back down to what we had the other week. It'll be another teachable moment on the fact of you got to get your speech together. You see what I'm saying? Because you go to different people, race different, you know what I'm saying? But like, I done heard, like, a motherfucker tried to skip me one time on the East Coast. They said the same thing. If you cross the lane, you lose. But if you hit the wall in your lane, they feel like they said that you can still come over there, right? Where if you hit the wall, even if you hit the wall in your lane, should you still be, if you can straighten it back up and make it to the end of the track, you can still go. Some of them don't look at that. They just look at the first and worst as far as, like, crossing the lane at red light. You see what I'm saying? Like, say, if I red light, then you go down, then you cross the lane, then they look at that at first and worst. You see what I'm saying? They don't look at hitting the wall and still counting you out. You see what I'm saying? That's why you got to get back to the stiff. You see what
I'm
saying?
I agree with you on that because, I mean, you know, you got to get your stiff straight on what you're racing for because I've raced people that said, it don't matter if I cross on my top. If I get there first, I win. Same thing goes for you. You know, so, I mean, we've had all kinds of crazy stiffs in the years. But, I mean, I agree with you 100%. If you're racing for the money, you know, at least know what it, you know what the rules are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hey, let me ask you guys, what's the dumbest question you could ever ask?
The one that you got.
There's no such thing as a dumb question.
That's right. The one you don't ask.
Yeah.
But one thing about a question like that, that's not a common thing. So I don't see too many people even thinking that. That's how many times that has happened since we've been racing. How many times has that happened since we've been racing?
Well,
a car cross line, a car hit the wall on the end.
I tell you what, Rambo. Me and you looking at the sun, I say the sun yellow, you say the sun orange. Which one of us right?
No, I ain't saying we're talking about the right part. We talking about the money part and making sure we get this right because there's going to be some people crossing that line. That's a badass move. Yeah, people going to cross that line, maybe, you know. But my thing is when you hit the wall after you cross the line, you know you lost. The man go down and hit the wall. He being stupid in his car, tearing his car up for no reason. And then he got
you.
Hey, King,
that was a badass metaphor right there. I'm going to use that one. Just to let you know,
what?
I like that one. Yes, sir. So you go ahead.
it's an orange, man. Okay, whatever you say, boss. nah, but look, you got a
Lil Bill. You might
fact,
go, man. Lil Bill.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna talk the street. I know you've been on the lines for a long time. How many times you heard me when I make my stiffs on racing? That's part of my skills. When I say I'm going to speak that in my skills anyway, you cross the lane, you lose.
Yes,
you hit the wall, you lose. If you don't make it to the finish line before I make it to the finish line, I cut the light on before you, you fucking lose. That's my
fault. Right.
I've been saying that shit for years, man.
Right.
So, you know,
yeah, you're right.
You know, that's why I said her. That's why I kind of sit right here. Plus, I've been kicking over off and on anyway. But I kind of see how I'm still tuned in. And I had to let everybody kind of fuse it out. But at the end of the day, it's just gonna come down to the skips, man. If you don't get your skips, if you don't get your skips straight or correct, you see what I'm saying? Because you're gonna put the DP man in the fucked up situation. You see what I'm saying? Then you raise a person like me. You heard what I said the first. You see, I was already. I'm like K-Dog. I had you in my scope the whole time too. That's why I don't.
Right.
Across the goddamn lane. I mean, if I hit the wall, if I cross the lane and you hit the wall and another motherfucker get my money up, I'm be looking at the cut in your ass. Hell no.
Right.
We ain't get it right. You ain't had it understood. He ain't had it understood, but this is how I race.
Right.
All that.
We know, but like I said, it's not a common thing. Just like one time we was in Baytown, and I think it was a kid and somebody I hold the money, and both cars red lighted. They told me to pay on red light to lose. So both cars red light. I'm talking about perfect red light. So they went on through that. Who I paid? I bet y'all don't know that one. The Baytown guy. Guess what they say? Rambo, the first car that red light, that's the one that red light the worst. He lose.
who was the one that red light the worst? We were. We red light the worst. So I didn't pay that. I gave everybody money back, $15,000. I spent it back and gave it back to the people. I'm not getting involved. I said the track room is on Friday night is street racing, so I'm not going on that. But the best I'm going to do, because I'm holding the money, give you your money back. Because y'all both red light. Y'all said red light, you lose. Y'all give me y'all money. Both of y'all red light together. I'm not going on with Baytown saying that the first one red light, the worst, the one lose. I didn't do that. I gave money back. Guess what? Months went by. Two Draxes did it in Baytown a month later and did the same shit. It was a big talk. So let me know. I was on. I took the right car. Everything that was like a month ago, cross line car, wrecked his car, and you know he won. That ain't no normal thing. Because you trying to save your motor. You know you won. Why would you still spray your car through that? You know you won. You're going to shut that shit down. Most normal people will. I understand y'all keep saying it.
Wow.
If it happened one time in a lifetime, you can't think that, you can't put that in your spec like that may happen. It may happen again. Shit. It's very rare, man. Like lottery. Man, I mean, y'all hit lottery lately. Exactly. And shit. It's like hitting lottery.
Hey, Rambo, I think you made the right call on that one.
Okay.
With that amount of paper.
It was $15,000. I gave everybody money back. We tracked everybody mad at me because they started talking about who red light the worst. No, it's street racing on Friday night, sir. I'm on the team. Come to the tower. I'm not. I'm giving these people. Yep. Y'all told me when y'all handed me y'all $15,000, y'all told me red light the worst. Both y'all red light the worst.
I'd have done the same thing. Fuck.
Give y'all money back. Y'all argue with each other. Come on, man.
That was a respectable thing to do, is make that same race better the next time.
Right. Especially since it was at a track. Now, if it was on the street,
you wouldn't have been a pair. That close. That would have been a race. Because you couldn't tell.
Thank you. Okay.
Now
we learned on
that. You got two red lights on the track, Baytown. Two red lights. I'm owing these people money. Two red lights at the same time. I'm talking about boom. I gave everybody money back. They argued me down both sides. One, when Baytown got involved and say the worst team, it was the other team, I said, no, I'm not doing it. No, we didn't do this with the track. We did a street race night. Like I said, everybody money back. I split the money with the people. I was the tech man with the money. Geronimo raced. He raced Joe Boy one time in Baytown. Joe Boy left, cut a perfect light. Geronimo wasn't going to leave. Geronimo scraped the wall, stopping, and Jackman told him, go. Go down there and win the money, man. I get up, keep their money, man. After they scraped the line, Geronimo scraped. Joe Boy cut a full night. Tripped out and stopped. And then Geronimo left, and he stopped and hit the wall. But everybody still on the side. Jack and Joe Boy said, go. He went down there, cut that line on Joe Boy. I gave him that money. Come on, man.
There you go. Well, hold on. Hey, Rambo, slow that one down real quick and explain that record. So Geronimo hit the wall on his side and stayed in his
wall,
lane,
knocked
correct?
The paint off and stopped because he wanted to know what's going on. He wanted to really do the race. But Joe Boy stopped.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But Joe Boy stopped, freaked out.
Right.
Geronimo left and stopped and hit the wall. And Jackson got that, go. I'm looking at
right.
him. Geronimo just cranked his car and rode against the line and went on and put that line on. Guess who got the money? Geronimo.
Right.
So I got two green lights here. And now I got
right.
no wind light. I'm playing the wind light. Even though I'm better with Joe Boy.
Right.
So then Geronimo hit the wall and Jackson told him, go. He went up that line. Guess where I hand him that money, man? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Y'all forget to give me the business. Common sense. It's the way you like y'all finish. It's this holding money stuff. Y'all have common sense. You can't be just because you bet with the other team, the other guy that you bet with really did the worst. You trying to make a tech for? I couldn't say, hell no. I'm trying to save my money. I'm a real tech man. I pay to make money or I spit that money. Even if I bet with the other person. I think that was like $18,000, $20,000. Come on, man. Things happen. But you got to, a tech man have to have a heart to realize because you bet $500 the other way and the other way lost. And you the tech man, you trying to save your money because you know you've been wrong, but you trying to save your money. CBS fans like that, it's not going to work. But see, you can't bet with the next person, and your next person lose, and you kind of look at insurance to get off the bet, and you make a good old promotion. No. Both got red light, like the red light to lose. Both got red light, seeing that. Baytown got involved. Oh, Prince from red light, Rambo. No, I don't want to talk to them and speak. I said, I don't want to hear that. I give everybody money back. Once again, it's no way. Geronimo went through that, he hit the wall. After Joe Boy cut a boat with a perfect light, and I told him, they told Geronimo to go, he cut that wheel light on, I paid the wheel light. Come on, man.
Hey, Rambo, you in the jacuzzi, huh?
Yep, how did you know?
Dude, I hear the water, man. Well, you know, ain't nobody, I don't hear no other noise other than you talking. So that let me know that, you around some water or something.
I'm in the jacuzzi, I'm relaxed tonight.
So you don't mess the whole show up, letting everybody know this man is in the jacuzzi. Now everybody can get their picture out of their head that this man is in the jacuzzi.
I mean, no problem. Yeah, you picked me in. I mean, I've been hot after I've lost some weight.
Thank you.
Hey, my bad, boy. I'm just saying.
Appreciate it, man.
I just know the noise. You know what I'm saying? I recognize the background noise. I mean, he the only one talking, and I hear it, so
right.
I know it's from noise in his background. That's all.
We got an all picture that man talking less than. Yeah, we got an all picture. I don't know about everybody.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to keep it real. I ain't pitching the motherfucker in that damn jacuzzi.
I'm just saying
I recognize the background noise.
I'm going to let you make it.
Come on, man. Let's keep it moving. Don't put the thumb on it right now. Don't do that. We ain't got time for that right now. We teach them a moment. Just keep it a moment.
Y'all know Rambo ain't doing nothing but riding in that motherfucking car. He ain't got no AC with the window down right now.
I've been out the sun. I've been home since 8:30. I mean 5:30. So I've been home since 5:30. I don't see any sun.
I've been at home since 5:30.
What time?
Hey King, let him make it on that, cause you know. See, hey, your birthday weekend, you were saying the same thing.
My feet, and my hands are wrinkled for being in this water so long.
Yeah.
A lot down, so I was struggling with fuck.
Yeah, you were fucked up.
Okay, but listen to this, though. Did I make any points for that, you know, find these rules and all these different immediate rules, the rules that happen like once in a lifetime. Cause problems. Ain't nobody going to know you cross the line. They ready to get their money. They're going to run their car and tear their car. They say some damn fools. Ain't nobody going to do nothing stupid like that. Man, you win that race. You got to cut your car so fast. But I'm going to realize what they do. Some people back up, but they go on through that. You didn't realize, well, I'm going to blow my car from the next pass. So you better say these damn fools. Now you got to tear your shit up. I think that's on you. I'm gonna cut my car. I'm cutting all switches down when you cross the line in front of me. I'm giving you the move. That's why you're in front of me now. I gave somebody the move. They cross the line. And I don't get it wrong. Ain't nobody gonna be in front of me like that. And I cut all switches down. It's over. And I get the next pass. I'm not gonna blow my shit up. I know I won. You crazy? Who do that? Anybody on this stuff gonna do that? Tell me. I wanna run you. Race over. You still gonna get you down and tear it up. Come on, man. Move. Worst thing that happened with me, I feel sorry for you until you don't owe me nothing, man. Go on, take that money you was racing for, man, and go on and fix your car, man. Go on and try to do something on your car. Man, I don't worry about paying me that bet. Now, we might do some light shit like that, man. But that don't mean that he won.
Rambo, you going to have your car detected this weekend?
Break cloud.
Yeah, it sure is a break car right now, because guess what? I can smell oil. That's all I can tell you. That's why I'm on the show. I'm quiet. I'm more relaxed. I'm sitting in the jacuzzi. I can smell oil. That's all I can tell you. I'm smelling oil right now. So that means I'm close.
Your goddamn car. But you can't smell oil when you ride with the window down and that motherfucker burning oil.
No,
like
I don't ride with the leak oil. I'm smelling oil. I mean, when my motor is
all the system stops are ready to be put in.
Well, I'm on the bay by the refinery.
So yeah, but my thing is, that's how you keep drumming down when we talk about things on the show. The show should be a lot about, most about, it's like shit that a lot of people don't understand, a lot of rules, a lot of this, a lot of this, but we keep somebody from getting killed, we keep somebody jumping from the track, we got kids, we got wives, we got girlfriends in the track, we don't want all this disrespectful ass shit, motherfuckers screaming on each other because they didn't understand the rules. Come on, man, I got mad the last time with that 490 running. My car went, the white bet wins, but I'm in the front. I lose, I broke out on the 490. I don't bet on this shit. I never heard of that shit till I lost my money. I didn't know all the rules. That was the one time it ever happened to me, the last time it happened to me. I bet on the 490, the 490, the dude in the bet, going in the front, he still losing. He broke out on the 490. I ain't never heard of shit like that. He never can learn all the rules that come on screen. That was a problem for me. Nah, can somebody explain that one? Nobody haven't did it for me yet. A 490 can? Get the fuck. So if I go fast in a 490, I lose. Nigga, oh, well, I throw you in the foes. It ain't no pass. It's racing. It's just me, not me.
What's up?
Can somebody explain that to me why I lost my $200 in front? Yeah. I mean, rules, if you go by track rules and all these different rules, you can't learn them all, I guess.
I lose in the front. The winning part, winning. Win ain't meant in life.
I'm jumping up high the goddamn the sidewall right there. Did you remember it? And then I come to the man and tell him, I lost. Pay him. What? Come on, man. You learn something every day with the street racing stuff and the race car stuff, man. You got to keep drumming down everybody like y'all say. You got to be on the same page. And I think a tech man, whoever locking the money, they should have to pay the tech man. If it's $1,000 inside, goddamn, give them $50 a piece. I mean, that would be more clear. Like y'all said, the tech man would be more excited about handling his job better to get something out of it. I would. I mean, but trying to get it from the side, people on the tech, I don't think that's cool. Anybody going to do that? They were just bet on the side. But other than that, I think they should pay it. If you spend that money, you hold the money for what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? You got to be responsible for the money. I would want to give you something to say and spend my money on your gas tomorrow. So I think that would be cool. I mean, but that's just me talking. You know, I'm being calm there because I'm about to have all pressure. And I don't want to, I'm trying to make sure everything is on the right page with me. Have anybody think different? Shit, I want to hear this. Have anything I said that people say was wrong? I don't know. Let me know. Because y'all know I'm a ghetto motherfucker. I'm ghetto. I'm ghetto. I'm hood race. I'm ghetto. But let me know some of the new way rules. The new rules that, the rules that we don't discuss a lot. And I'm going to go on mute.
Break cloud.
Hey. What's up, Bill?
I'm keeping break claws instead of breaking somebody to get their back broke out there getting shot. People out there fighting in front of people, children and shit, and fighting because they somebody misunderstood and don't really want to lose his money. That's what you got to be caught with these days.
Right.
Okay, well, break claws, tell us what you think about what I said. Is there anything that you can say about text and the person that's holding the money and the rules in the racing? Break cloud, handle it. What you got?
Man, I ain't got no scenario on that. I'm just, you know, I'm tired of paying money. I ain't got nothing to do with none of that. Y'all could have that one. I lost too much money with this grudge game shit they got going on. I'm trying to lock in for the weekend. Fuck it. Please stand up.
Hey, what's on your mind, little Bill? What's on your mind then? I mean, you know.
I'm trying to lock in.
HMP? You trying to lock in yourself at HMP?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. go to XRP this weekend.
Yeah. Shit. Ain't nobody, I don't remember. I can't recall nobody, you know, talking about racing since we've been on the show tonight, so.
Okay, well, I'm going to let everybody, man, they just call me when y'all ready, man. Just on it, this motherfucker.
Money. It sounds like it's a lot on your mind, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to catch up with y'all fellas, man. Real talk.
It is a lot. Yes, it is a lot. I just had it all. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
These
stiffs got me confused. For somebody, Bill?
Nobody called me a lot. He said he got all pressure. He ready to race somebody, and everybody got quiet on the show. Shit, you know, I called them nut shit. My heart went to beating too fast. I called them lambs.
Well, you're in your 145880.
You might call me smooth. What's going on?
Ain't
nothing, man. Just listen. Checking it out.
Yeah, well, I thought you pushing the one, but I see. How you doing, Smooth?
Hey, what's up, baby? What's going on with you?
Oh, man, just enjoying the topic, the show.
Right.
Yeah, but the show is slowing down. Now you calling out what the show is about, locking these races in, and you ain't getting damn feedback yet? You've been on there for over 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 6 seconds?
Well,
technically, the bill did come on earlier. When said such a Larry's team was on him. Okay, let me go back on mute. But I'm just saying, LeBeal was on here when Larry team them was on him, and nobody said nothing. But I'm going back on mute.
Yeah, they still
on here too, man.
Yeah, but they'll let me know when they're ready. Keep working, guys. Don't stop.
You can do it.
That
man told you how he wanted to do it, Bill. You know that. Now don't get on here beating on your chest like that. The man told you what he wanted to do. You declined to do it like that. So that y'all do it. However, y'all gonna do it from there.
I didn't decline. I told him what I wanted to do.
Okay, and he told you what he wanted to do. So what's the difference? Y'all couldn't agree on the race. That's all that was. It wasn't like somebody working not to race you. Y'all just couldn't come up with an agreement.
Yes,
here's the difference, though, Bill. What's the difference? Here's the difference. So, I mean, it's not what's like somebody got to work to race you. You just can't agree upon the race.
I mean, but when we, okay, back to what? There go the tackles again. Okay, on Memorial Day, the Memorial Day race, when we pull in the gate, I gave Etiquette my money. He gave Etiquette his money. Okay, what's the difference between me and him locking in doing the same race we did Memorial Day race back to a month ago when he wanted to lock the money? Why we just can't do the same race we did before?
Well, he told you that the other night. That's not how he wanted to do it. Now, why? I don't know. He just said he wanted to do it.
He don't want to fuck with Lil Bill. That's all it is. Y'all don't want to fuck with Lil Bill. And I'm putting out that y'all. I'm putting out that y'all. And I tell you another thing. I don't care what y'all switching. I don't care what y'all doing. I'ma still bump your head, buddy.
Switching? Come on, man. Come on, Bill. Come on, you better than that, man. Come on now.
No. Listen to me,
you
dog.
Better than
Listen to me, dog. I said y'all because y'all are a team, right?
You said switching, though. We don't have to switch. We got to switch for you. We don't have to switch nothing for you.
I bet it ain't the same.
Bet
it ain't the same.
Okay.
Hey, you know what I do, dog? I ain't going to do that. I'm going to race y'all when y'all ready, bro. That's all.
We ready to race right now.
No, y'all, no, y'all not.
All right.
One.
Damn, I had a one in it. Be
a DP man, King B. You gonna be a DP man?
Streets with DP ready.
You don't want a DP man.
Streets with DP ready.
complex about that Rambo. Now you got your big ass at the jacuzzi and got quiet. I ain't got no complex. Me, I'm a man.
I walk with my shirt off.
Why? You got complex.
I don't care about walking around. I go outside with my shirt off. Listen, if Bill did it last time, they did on Murray and everything. Listen, man, they did that way on Murray Day and it went smooth. Bill gave his thousand, Dion gave his thousand. If it was
listen, why do you have to go through all these steps just to get a race? Now this is you got to put money up before you go raise somebody. If you tell somebody you going to raise them, you got to lock some money in before they get their car to the track. I mean, I'm not a kid. I don't need nobody to hold my motherfucking money. If they don't want to raise, why should they build cars instead to race? That's a difference. Okay, you build cars, but now you're building a motherfucking car. Now you got to put money in another man's hand. Because you said, talk to the fact you want to for sure cheap. But if you build these cars,
you go to the track, you run the life out of them. You going to the track anyway. Well, supposed to be going to the track with them anyway, but that's time. They ain't going unless they got locked in. That's crazy for number one. Sell the motherfucker. You ain't about this shit. So now a man got to give a man your money 2 or 3 weeks before the race even going down. How we know this man ain't going to even exist in 3 weeks? I got to go around trying to find my money. I wish a bitch would.
But my thing is, if it went so perfect the last time y'all went with the
man,
week.
Man, look, when we get on that highway and go to Dallas, we going down there for free. We ain't going to raise nobody, not unless we get down there. When we get down there, they jumping like motherfuckers because they want to race. Now, this shit here Sunday, now the man still want to lock some money in. We got two or three days before the race. Now you still got lots of money. I wish another man would hold my money like I'm a hoe.
JP, why don't you get Big Boy on the phone and let him explain that about Bill? Because that man called, that's the way he wanted to choose his race. That's how he chose to do it. I can't make him do it.
No, I didn't say you, dog. I didn't say you.
Oh, well, you said y'all at first. That's the way he do his race. I can't tell him not to do it. That's his shit.
But listen, man. Y'all taking the shit the wrong way. All I see is why the race can't be like it was Memorial Day weekend.
I guess you didn't like the way it went. I don't know. I can't answer for him. I mean, like I said, my partner is McCown, but he the one came up with that rule and shit.
With a rule like that, he ain't ready to race. It ain't ready yet. Y'all don't get the shit ready then.
I can speak on that. The car ready. I can speak on that much. The car is
okay.
Ready.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, this shit here got out of hand. I don't even really want to fuck with y'all on this shit. I just do something else. It's getting to a point with this shit here, man, with you letting another man hold your money. If you're not responsible for your money, you don't even need to be in this shit. You need to be going back to home road, just meeting up over that race.
That's right.
Cause I mean, this shit's serious. I mean, this shit out now, this ain't no good here. This cheating shit, take one.
But bring that old racing back out a little, Bill.
I will say this. I need to.
We all
scrapping
don't
get nothing by Jess. Scrapping don't get nothing by Jess. We ain't got to send no money in for that.
Huh?
Scrapping don't care nothing about Jess. You have to send no money for that black Camaro.
Well, you know, I'm
Brake claw.
That's a booster.
Goddamn, Bill, whatever. Get up.
I can't do
that. You know, Roosevelt said a lot of smart things a while ago. You got to go through 4 or 5 techs, man. Tech, man, trying to find a tech, man. You really don't want to waste. Same type of shit.
Rambo.
I'm just saying, I ain't going to get you. Hey, nigga, dealing got, man, what is $1,000? He's going to buy a hole for that. Come on, man. I'm not locking the race. I mean, I'm good. When I'm ready, I'm going to lock the money.
When you lock in race, Bill holler break clause. That's on the top of your race. Nobody stop Bill from doing that. Right or wrong.
That's right.
Okay. Bill knows you got to have a break clause.
Listen, though. When I went to run that, when I ran flip, trying to blood flip, I paid that $500 in Dallas too. It wasn't no plan. When I got to the truck, I paid my money. Because that's the way we do it. I gave flip money.
You told that man you wanted to make a pass for that $500.
Okay, I say break the bean. I say break the bean. And when you say it's rules, I say with my money, break the bean and back up. You ain't got to be a plan.
And to be told, wasn't nothing wrong with that.
Then he went on black shootout and run Bob after that and blow his motor up, and I want all my money back. And some. Come on, man. I said, just break the beam for my money, people. Put it in line, break the beam, let me know your car running. Your car broke. You say, mine ain't here, mine broke, whatever. I said, mine in Fort Worth, though. He don't believe that. The mine was in Fort Worth, it rained. But anyway, that's another topic. So I told him to line up, break the beam, and get you $500.
But anything out of the OWK camp, I mean, it's like this here.
Hold on. 512-0268, your mic open. Lil Ash.
Damn, what's going down, JP?
What's up? What's up?
That, I know they ain't Lil Ash on TV.
Nah, nah, nah. Yeah. I was just trying to explain to Bill about see, Bill, we just had an incident with that about paying when you come in the gate. Now, we ain't saying you won't do it, but that issue already happened where somebody didn't bring that, put their money in to the DP man. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I see now.
Nah. It ain't just about you. It's just Scrappy had a racing sheet. The money didn't get put up.
Okay, so that person's credit score went down. That person,
you feel better now?
Everybody's credit
is it making you feel good?
Listen. So their credit score went down, but
hey,
Bill's credit score went down.
I like it. My body feels better. But that's it. That was wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's all. That's a bad Bill. I ain't got nothing to do with you or nothing like that, but it do happen.
It's business. It ain't personal now, huh?
Yeah, that's all it is. I know. I ain't finna start that, cause niggas gonna start. They gonna start getting around to. Oh yeah, we can get that mom little Bill and just have his money. He don't care, man. Shit, he fucking. I want him over. Nah. Oh no, you want me in Austin going back to Dallas with little Bill?
Yeah, excuse me, fellas.
Hey, Lil Bill, with your ass. Yeah. Goddamn, why Austin, Bill? Why you had to pick Austin? What's up with that?
Hey, listen. Fellas, is this safe to say? Excuse me, fellas.
Y'all too close.
Excuse me, fellas.
Is
this safe to say that we can't allow one bad apple to spoil a bunch? Can
exactly.
we agree on that?
Yeah.
So because real talk,
that's how I go down.
But hold on, real talk. That's what it appears the way it's going right now. But we can't allow one bad apple to spoil a bunch. Because real talk, player to player, pimp to pimp, man. I mean, real motherfuckers, excuse my language, but real gentlemen know about the gentleman lock-in. So we can't allow one bad incident to spoil the genius of the game. Between two camps, they got hit.
It sounds like to me right now, they just had a stalemate. One camp choose to run their program one way. Another camp choose to run their program another way. So at the end of the day, they just had a stalemate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
if they
right.
can't find a happy medium, then it just ain't nothing going to happen. You know what I'm saying? If they choose to run their program how they want to run it, and they want to put up a deposit with somebody every time they race, if the other party don't agree, ain't nothing else to talk about, really. You know what I'm saying? Bill say he don't want to buy the public money.
It just happened like that
like 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, they did it like that. It was no problem.
Hey, Chris Swift, I ain't going to lie to you. Shit.
Yeah.
When my brother fucked up and I was around, my mama fucked both of our ass. So, shit, one of that apple goes spoil the whole bunch, man.
Hey, watch this, though. Let me ask you a question. So, when your brother did mess up and you got that ass whooping, did you check your brother for getting you that ass whooping? Hello?
Hello? Early in the year, I did my best. When it got a little older, I got on his whole ass, and that was that.
Exactly. So that's my point. You know, hey, you teach one, you reach one. Reach one, you teach one. You feel what I'm saying? So that's the lesson that was taught in this situation from outside looking in. You know, because I'm not on that line. You know, I ain't made that clearance yet. But I'm still the number one fan, and I can see what's going on.
Hey, but these guys, these guys gonna be my boy. They gonna be my boy for life.
But I mean, this racing isn't got to a, it just went to another level. But I hear what you said though, Larry. For real, I do. I ain't know it like that. But I mean, you know, I'm gonna pick and choose my races. I just like to go and have fun, you know.
But I assure you, when it happened to Bill, I bet you it changed his damn mind, or he ain't gonna race one of the two.
Yeah.
Shit.
Man,
that's all it takes.
Bill been putting so many time on that money shit. I'm surprised he even talking about putting money. That man lost over 3 or 4 pounds.
It ain't about that though. I mean, like Larry say though.
If Bill go out of town,
he got two races that he expected to happen. He done drove his car. He done drove 7-8 hours down the road on some lucky money. When the car come in the gate, nobody comes through the gate. Then what?
And Bill's gonna race somebody else like he did with the Luzon. We waiting on DJ Emotional. We go way down there in Luzon, Appaloosa. We pull up in the truck. They over there on the phone trying to tell the tech man if they got. They thought it was gonna rain out. It's raining around the track. We there racing. So what happened? Guess what happened? DJ didn't get out of there. Guess what we did? We ran somebody else. We ran.
Hold on. Pause. Did he say Emotional?
Emotional, whatever y'all, DJ
Emotional. Okay, I'm going back on me.
Hey, hold on. 713-1914, your mic open.
I thought that meant Emotional.
713-1914.
You went way down Baton Rouge, and we ended up went down there, didn't get his money, and we ended up racing somebody else that they supposed to have been running. Who that was, Bill and I Rock, DJ, and Pete, I know, Bill,
Big Tate.
We didn't go down there to race that. We went down to lock bed. We went way to Louisiana, and they didn't show up. And Bill found another race, and we did and came home.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
what we were
doing. Your mic over.
Great, the Tate or whatever name.
You know, big old guys. They were big funny. They was cool guys though.
But that's the thing though. If you go out of town, you got about two, three races locked in, and they don't happen, or they out on it, lock the money when you come through the gate. Nobody show up to the gate. I mean, hell, you could have got your DP money for showing up, and them not showing up.
Well, we didn't worry about the DP. We went on and did another race, bet the money, and we didn't show up. We know they weren't going to pay, but they ain't paid them. DJ them ain't paid them. Most of them didn't pay them. But we stood on race anyway. And we beat the guy. We raced the guy, and we came home. We were in Baton Rouge, not that Baytown right there. We was in Baton Rouge.
My chest, not the muscle part of my chest. Not with the rock wall on side of the jacuzzi.
No, I got a pet wood tattooed on my chest.
Say, man.
I blame
you know.
I blame Street.
Hey, y'all.
I blame Street.
Nah, don't blame me, dog. No, don't blame me.
Oh, he made a lot of sense. He's Street Sweeper made a lot of sense.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I blame Street Sweeper.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie to these Street Weaver. I'm gonna put it off on you too, fool. Cause man, I was a kid. I was in the back of the class cutting up, and all you did was just turn the notch up a little bit, and I just went on with you. Shit.
Yeah, I blame you.
Say, man. Nah. Yeah, ain't putting that on me.
Hey, yeah. He got the pit bull. He said he got. Say, remember this. He said he got pit bull on his chest. He got a tattoo of pit bull on his chest, but he got.
Hey, I didn't say it. He said that shit.
That's right. No. I said it. In a jacuzzi. Ain't shame with his body.
In a jacuzzi.
With
the bubbles.
With the big old bubbles.
Say, man. Y'all stupid. Golly.
Yeah. Ain't no shame in my game. Ain't no shame in my game. Ain't no shame in my game.
Oh, shit.
Appreciate it.
Make sure you get the right bubble bath, man. Don't be in there with pouring no goddamn done in the goddamn.
No, real bubble bath. No, you got the real bubble.
Hey, watch this. Hold on, watch this. How you know it's done? How you know how to use it done? Come on.
That's the same shit. Man, they was over there washing oil off the little buckets, man, with that dog.
Don't forget Baton Rouge. We know about Baton Rouge and emotional.
Emotional Baton Rouge.
Yeah. And they got home at 6:30 in the morning.
It's 6:30.
6:30 in the morning, deer's running across the track. Deer's running across the track. Think it's time to feed.
It's been one emotional night.
Yeah, oh shit!
Yeah.
Man, I ain't never heard of
that,
boy.
Yeah.
Hey, King, real spit though. Hey, man, let's talk about your situation, man. I mean, let's break it down for the fans what it takes to have pause and control like you did, man. By the way, man, great job, awesome job with saving your. Damn near catastrophe, man. What was going through your mind at that moment since we got you?
I can't afford to have no car. That's the only thing I had in my mind.
Respect.
I can't afford to tear this motherfucker up. Boy, hey, just as fast as I came out, just as fast as I'm gone.
respect.
I touched that wall out.
I'll touch that wall Sunday morning. Hey, Sunday morning, every goddamn thing would have been for sale. Motor Trend, Michigan Tire, Lexus systems, all that shit got to go. I don't have none of this shit no more. I'm tapped. For real.
Yeah, damn, you feel emotional now. Oh man, you made me feel bad. Can you say the tires too?
Shit, the tires got to go on that motherfucker.
Oh no, shit.
But you wouldn't run nobody across the line, would you? In front of you?
No, But all I'm saying is, shit. Same many times y'all seen that car, and same many times I seen it. So all that shit on there still new. So all that shit got to go.
Hey,
out of that motherfucker.
Hey, King, real spit though. That's why I said respect, man. I mean, shit. And trust me, I've been watching you. You know, I'm a number one fan first, and I've been watching you. I've been seeing all your catastrophes. You know, the hood coming up, and man, you've been doing an awesome job. So as a fan, I would like to get a play by play. You know, I would like to elaborate to the fans that's listening tonight a play by play on what it takes and how. You know, it feels to maintain that situation because, trust me, I will be there one day, and it appeared that it was some spray that came from up under your wheels. So what you say would have happened to cause that situation?
Oh, don't wash your car, man. Don't wipe it off. Just wipe it off. Cause I ain't gonna lie, I washed the car and loaded up and went straight to the track. So I still had, like, water. Yeah, I had water. Like, even when I was going down the track, I seen the water get up on my windshield. You know what I'm saying? When I seen the water get up on my windshield, shit, that's when the goddamn car started getting, loose. Shit.
Gotcha.
So, shit, after that.
Same thing Jesse did at Mount Houston. He washed the car with a water hose, got to the track in Mount Houston, left the line. You can see on a video where the water skied at the fender and hit his tire.
Yeah. So not only was it an emotional night tonight, it was an educational night.
Right.
Also,
mm-hmm.
You know, from me viewing the video, I did suspect, but I didn't know. So I appreciate you, King. Real talk. I know it was a teachable moment to understand what that spray was, and like you just said, hey. Don't wash your vehicle. Wipe it down. Hey, man, appreciate you, King B, man. Real talk.
Main thing is, when you get in trouble, main thing is, don't fucking panic. You panic, you lost.
Hey, K-Dog, Lil Arrow 315 still on here?
Yeah, I'm out here with that.
Hey,
what's up,
man, dude? I just want to say, y'all, man, y'all too.
Yeah.
I love y'all, man. Don't take this serious right now. Don't take this serious.
Oh, no. You know it ain't nothing but love. We got
to
make us fall out.
When we get to the track, me, you, Dion, we just going to go in a circle track, bring them little brown Bibles that y'all got, you know. We're going to go in a circle track and have prayer.
Okay. Well, you got to make us fall out. We ain't got no problem. You're going to make us fall out. And we still gonna put the basket in your face.
No, see, there you go.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna skip the
basket
in your face. Oh, same here, brother. You know it's all love.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Bill.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm gonna bring one of them big old buckets. You know, like, you know, the big one that you feed the horses with. And I'm pouring a little dirt in there. It looked like you came on down to the water.
I'm gonna have
a little crew right with me. Way in the water.
Man, I ain't playing with y'all no more, dog. Man,
say, say,
Sound like the no-go money, little Bill.
The no-go money?
It ain't no no-go money, but it could turn into something. I mean, damn. I got a bunch. Got a whole bunch. Of, what's up, homeboy? What's up, bro?
Right, man.
I got some.
Let
me show you.
So, what y'all be locking the money from that y'all not going to show up? I mean, with the lock, I don't understand. Both y'all going to be at the track. Y'all already got your chicken. Y'all already got your ribs. Y'all got your turkey leg. Y'all coming to the track. We're going to wear a bag of money.
Really? Hey, a bunch of bitches working right here.
What? Out next door.
Really?
Nice girls.
This one working at fucking one.
Hello? Hello, come in.
Yeah.
What was that?
Man, I guess we're going to get out of here, man. Shit, y'all done goddamn me been on here damn near 4 hours, shit.
Man, hey. All right,
man.
Hey, I appreciate it.
All right, for sure. We'll do it again next week.
Hey, man, real talk.
Yeah. And we want to send this out to Houdini. Grandmaster D, Jahlil in ecstasy. Yeah, cause they was dropping that funk a long time ago, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, 94 fools.
I come from PA, PA, and I keep yelling it, but y'all don't hear me though. On the cool, I'm trying to tell it, be the place where I've been laying low, lamping in my hometown. Ain't nobody tripping, so I get to keep my chrome down, and I be dipping around the spots where the players pass. Service is the fiends, and they calling me Mr. Big Bun, snatching dollars out your hand. Everybody understand that I gotta be the man. Damn, but I don't sweat it, fool. I come from where the best ride. Ain't no fun jumping off like it jump off on that west side. PA, baby, a little town with big clout. We're out of town, play your haters, get that cat in their mouth. But we ain't tripping, past that dipping, it's gonna be alright. Soon as I get fried tonight, yeah, boy, I got your fool. I break your knees full of Dawn, carry on, amp, water for the deep. Just be like that sometimes.
Dawn, carry on, it's a hopeful.
Just be like that sometimes.
With that damn drink, but every time I dick with my homie Big Mike, we go and get a bottle of that Dom on ice. I got that green monster, baby, can you buy that? Plus I got Twisted Sweet for days, you wanna try that? We roll them up so big and fat, they look like ball bats. I live in PHA, the east, I play a fan jack. Them laws be tripping cause they know I got them paper stacks. They just can't stand to see a black man rolling Cadillac. I got that Big Daddy grill and diamond in the back. Like go there every day, I think I'm living the match. And I ain't flipping them switches, bumping that dog pound funk. And my homie Chris called me and said the club was gonna be crunk.
Yeah, boy, I got your boo, a fool. I break your knees full of dogs. Carry on, and I'm born a fool to be.
Carry on, it's a hope
to fuck. Just be like that sometimes.
It's gone, carry on, it's a hope to fuck.
Just be like that sometimes.
D-Ray, yeah, and the whole Graham family, K-Dawg, yeah, fool.